So final question, I would like you to reflect back on this lady's course and taking care of her. I know after the PARP inhibitor trial, she went into hospice for about 6 weeks. It's interesting, I'm going to ask you about her as a person, but also looking back at her course, you see that she was involved with three trials, and all three of them, to me, I think really offered her something. It wasn't just, you know, trying to advance the field. She got on a trial where she got Bev up front, which a lot of people want to do anyhow.
Yep.
She received this exciting antibody drug conjugate, although she didn't respond to it. She had a chance. It was a very new agent. She got it. And she got a PARP inhibitor. And I think she embodies the benefit. Now, frankly, it's probably a lot more within your system to get patients on trials than the average doc in practice. But I think that's one global thing that I see in this case. Any comments on that?
Well, again, very insightful observation. I would agree completely. So if you design a good trial, the trial should be as good as standard of care, but potentially better. If there's a risk that it's not as good as standard of care, you haven't designed a decent trial. And so when we have trials in different queues, that's what they are. In this particular case, the upfront trial, which is the real challenge, we don't always have an upfront trial, or at least a homegrown one. The upfront trial here, I thought was quite good. I'm not a big IP fan, but it's an option. And it added Bev, like you pointed out, and she did very well. I think in this case, exemplifies it perfectly. The concern, yeah, I think if you're out in the community or in a setting where you don't have clinical trials, it's unfortunate for patients, I think. And I think physicians probably should at the minimum be aware that if they don't have trials, but they know trials exist, they know where they are, and that's accessible to the patient, they're really under an obligation at the right time to say, you know, this is a standard of care, but by the way, you might be able to get this trial at this institution. You can always come back to me, but this is an option. The flip side is an institution like I'm at MGH, we do lots of trials. We're interested in doing research. You want to offer these at the appropriate time such that patients don't end up missing out on standard of care. And I think in this patient, it was a pretty good balance because she got a trial. Then she went on carbadox, clearly standard of care. She got Doxil for a platinum-resistant disease. She's had Bev. She hasn't missed anything, but she also got the trials.
Final question about her. It's just so intriguing to see some of the comments that were made about these patients. And under patient goals, you wrote down the intriguing comments of made a film, her daughter perform at Carnegie Hall. Can you talk a little bit about her as a woman?
Yeah, so she was a great gal. She lived north of the city, and she was, you know, as somebody who's a scientist, she was very different to me. She was very much an artsy kind of person. All her life, she had done some really impressive photography. She had a book out, and she was just a special person. When she got into the recurrent phase, one of the big issues she wanted was, if you want to put me on trial, the trial's got to be flexible enough that I can go up to Minnesota to finish this film that she was making. And of course, we hadn't really heard about what the film was. So we got into that and talked about it. And this is obviously very important for her. And so we worked around it. And some of these trials, even trials, we know the companies well. These companies are very interested in patient care, not just developing drugs. And so they're willing to be flexible. So we accomplished that. And then when she got really sick at the end, her daughter, who was equally talented as her, wonderful voice, opera singer, got an ability to sing at Carnegie Hall, and she desperately wanted to see that. She actually wanted to go. She got too sick to go, but she was alive and could hear it by Skyping. And so she saw the entire production. It was very good. She sent it to us. It was very touching. And then she went on hospice after that.
What was the film about?
The film was about, so she was among other things, she was a photographer. She took a lot of still portraits. And then she had had a mentor who brought her into this whole area. And the film itself was a documentary about him. So, and, you know, again, it's not in my circle. I try to work with nature and science journals. But she showed this at a Toronto Film Festival.
Wow.
So she was a very, very talented gal. And actually, we're trying to have her daughter come and sing at one of our gala events here, which we thought would be nice.